More than half of the homes in Baltimore City are rental units, according to a study by the University of Maryland Carey School of Law, and the owners of those properties are not held to the same standards as the owners of multifamily units, which can create problems for the tenants. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports that the city council is trying to do something about it.
Kia Rogers is a single mother with two kids. 2 years ago, she found a house in Northwest Baltimore for rent on Craigslist.
It looked like a decent, livable house. The pictures, the place looked clean. You know, it looked livable.
It was only after she paid the $675 security deposit and first month's rent and moved in that she discovered a problem.
I could not have my electricity turned on until the inspectors came out and inspected it.
Baltimore Gas and Electric informed Rogers that there was no line into the house, and it was the landlord's responsibility to get a permit to repair the line and restore electricity. But Rogers says her landlord wouldn't do it.
His favorite thing to say to me is it's not his fault.
Rogers and her children, one of whom is on the autism spectrum, lived without electricity for 2 weeks. They finally left the house to couch surf at friends' homes for 3 months.
Moving place to place, like with my son being autistic, you know, he doesn't do well with change.
Moving also took a toll on her family's finances. She had to drive more to get the kids to school and eat out more. Deborah Weimer, a professor at the law school, works with students at the school's landlord-tenant clinic, which provides legal assistance to people like Rogers. She says cases like these are all too common.
Right now, landlords are not, especially in these one- and two-family dwellings, have no accountability whatsoever. And so it's going to take a major change to enforce this new legislation.
The change she's talking about would require landlords with one or two tenants to meet the same requirements as landlords with multiple tenants. Their buildings would have to pass a state inspection, acquire a license, and renew it every year. Landlords would also be responsible for making repairs, like the electrical line at the house Rogers rented. More than half the city council members are sponsoring a bill to make those changes. The bill would also require information on those landlords to go into a city database.
If you look up an address in the city right now, you can see if there's an active code violation, which means somebody in that house had to call the city and said, I have a problem.
Weimer says she would like to see the database be even more transparent so tenants can learn about code violations like lead paint or past reports of failed inspections. She also says tenants who are at risk of being homeless and landlords who need help with repairs should receive financial assistance from the city.
Perhaps like a revolving fund where they could borrow some money to make repairs and pay it back. There needs to be some creative ideas that I would love to see the city pursue.
So that people like Rogers are not couch surfing and homeless.
If you're paying your rent, you should have a place that's suitable to live. You slumlords out there need to really look at the person and the families. These are families that you are doing this to. It's just not a thing about money, but we are people too.
The bill received preliminary approval last night and is expected to come up for a final vote next month. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.